Here's Rita Smith, the curator of the Baldwin Collection of Children's Literature, with a lost and found essay.
Frances Hodgson Burnett is best known today as the author of two children's books, The Secret Garden and A Little Princess. But that was not the case during her lifetime. In fact, The Secret Garden wasn't even mentioned in her New York Times obituary 13 years after the story was written. No, Burnett was most famous during her lifetime for her story of Little Lord Fauntleroy. It was her first children's novel and began as a serial in St. Nicholas Magazine in November 1885. It is the story of an American boy, Cedric, who learns that he is the grandson of an English earl. The grandfather brings the boy to England and installs him in his castle. There are various plot twists, including a usurper to his inheritance. But in the end, Cedric inherits the castle. Cedric was modeled on Burnett's own son, Vivian, a patriotic young American. She began to imagine him in the world of the English aristocracy. "I will put him in a world quite new to him," she wrote, "and see what he will do. I shall bring a small American boy into close relationship with an English nobleman. He must live with a nobleman, talk to him, show him his small, unself-conscious republican mind. He will be just like Vivian with his curls and his eyes. Little Lord something or other." Oh, what a pretty title. Little Lord what? A day later, it was Little Lord Fauntleroy. The serialization and later the book was critically praised and very popular. But the Fauntleroy craze, dressing little boys in velvet suits with short pants and Van Dyke collars and letting their hair grow in bouncing curls, didn't emerge until 2 years after publication, when the book was adapted for the stage. Anne Thwaite, in her biography of Burnett, notes that all over America, reluctant small boys were forced by their mothers into black velvet suits with lace collars. In Davenport, Iowa, an 8-year-old burned down his father's barn in protest at being dressed as Little Lord Fauntleroy. In New York, it was reported that Stephen Crane gave money to two small boys and sent them to have their curls cut off. One mother went into hysterics, the other fainted. And, well, we've all seen those pictures of a young Ernest Hemingway. There were Fauntleroy playing cards, Fauntleroy writing paper, Fauntleroy toys, and little models of the boy himself in wood, plaster, and chocolate. There was even a perfume named after him. Well, the Fauntleroy craze eventually burned itself out, and the image of a little boy in velvet and lace became an object of ridicule. Burnett's son Vivian was forever burdened with the Fauntleroy image, and the illustrator, Reginald Birch, who drew those original pictures of Fauntleroy in curls and frilly collars, came to regret that he had ever had anything at all to do with the book.